Opening day in Arlington between the Rangers and defending AL champion Indians. Aces Yu Darvish and Corey Kluber did not quite have their ace stuff on Monday. We pick it up bottom three. Kluber down 2-1.
Kluber checks the runner at second. The pitch, a swing and a high fly ball deep into right field. Almonte back. He's looking up. Home run number two for Rougned Odor. The 2-0. Swing, and there's a ball driven high into the air, deep right center field. That ball carrying well, and it leaves the yard. It also goes over the Ranger bullpen. A home run for Ramirez.
1-2, swung on, and that's blasted deep left field, and this game is tied. 2-1 the count. Dyson ready and fires, and there's a line drive up the middle. It's a base hit. Rounding third and heading home is Naquin. There's no play for Gomez. The throw cut off, and it's Cleveland 6 and the Rangers 5. 1-2, and there's a shot up the alley in right center field that is in there for extra bases, and that ball is going all the way to the wall. That's going to score Almonte. It is a double for Santana and a two-run Indians lead. It's 7-5.
It seemed like the Rangers were well on their way to an opening day win until a 5-1 lead turned into an eventual 8-5 loss. Here is Rangers skipper Jeff Banister on the disappointing opening day setback.
We felt good in that situation. And really, the strikeout, ball getting away with a runner at third base, that hurt in that situation. However, we felt like that we were still in a good spot with Bush coming in. Obviously, got the two outs we needed there. Pitch count was low with the 10. Sitting back out in a situation felt like that obviously we had the best guy in the right spot for us, and he got beat with a curveball. Our guys were we went into it obviously with the idea to make Kluber throw pitches. We did that. We were successful. He started making some pitches on us. I felt like our approaches were still solid. Yeah, look, I mean, he was 16 of 27 first pitch strikes. He was behind in nine counts, but I think the five walks really was a little problematic for him. But at times the stuff was electric, and there were times it looked like he would maybe overthrew just a little bit and pulled some balls out of the strike zone. But all in all, still felt like it was a solid night in how take the walks away. I mean, he gave up the three extra base hits, but still the stuff was solid. Yeah, first night out was pretty impressive. First two at-bats. What was most impressive is just the swings. They were very controlled. Drove the ball out of the ballpark, got pitches ahead. He worked a count. I think he had a 3-2 count. Had some deep counts. Felt like that he played solid on defense, too.
Mixed results for Yu Darvish in his first career Major League opening day start. He did pitch into the seventh, giving up four runs, but he did walk five, just one shy of his career high.
ちょっと球がかなりばらついててストライク取るの苦労しましたけど、まあ、早く打たせれるところも。
I struggled throwing the strikes, but at the same time, like, I got some early, outs in early in the count, so that was a positive, and I managed to go through seventh, so that's something that I can take it out as a positive. I didn't have to think too much about it's the season opening. I was just able to pitch as just any other regular games.